Blog Talk Radio.
Another super awesome episode or super awesome show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience is what they call it. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and you're listening to Dollhouse Radio. How is your week going so far? How are things going for you? Shout out to everybody that continue to listen. I got a show that you... Thank you. Far too kind. And innovative. I got a show, man, that's highly anticipated, man. I told people about this show, and they said, you know what, Kenny Talk, I am not going to miss this. I do not want to miss it. If I have to miss it, what can I do? All kinds of things. So I just want everybody to know, if you miss the show, you can actually add us on Facebook, go to the link and click on it, and you'll be able to listen to it anytime you want. Tell a friend to tell a friend to do the same if they're not able to make it. But it's about time for us to jump right in. We got to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio, we going hard. We going hard, hard, hard. Today's topic is drifting apart. Why do we fall in love only to drift apart in relationship nowadays? Kenny Talk has dissected it, and guess what? I got something that you don't want to miss, and I got something that you're going to really feel. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat after we pay these bills with the relationship fruit of the week. I'm feeling blessed.
Well,
shout out.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel flat.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys, the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up,
way up, I feel
my
blessed.
Grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Thank you guys for being here tonight with me. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. We got an awesome topic that we're going to tackle tonight, and that topic is about drifting apart. It's a very, very sad topic, right? But a lot of people are interested in it because they want to know why, you know? And with the Real Relationship Talk Show, we pride ourselves on delivering real topics, which is what we give you, real talk, because we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to be genderly biased. We're going to keep it real. And real solutions. Real solutions is what we're going to give you, because the goal is to make sure that you get something out of it. You get a takeaway, you know. You're able to share something with somebody else. And that's all that we ask you to do with the information that you either provide or that you take away from the Kenny Talk experience. Pass it on. Pass it on. Check it out. It's time for the relationship, what I call the relationship truth of the week. Remember, everybody, I am a published author. A published author. You guys can go out and get that book. That book, The Truth that tears us apart, the lies that continuously keep us together. I want everybody to go out and get that. Amazon.com, Booksamillion.com, BarnesandNoble.com, a whole lot of .coms. You know, you can go get it. It's on the web. Go get it, right? All right. It's about that time for us to jump right in. The relationship truth of the week goes as follows. This was one that I was, you know what? I don't know if I had one that I wanted to read to you, that I wanted to do, but it was one I hadn't posted as of yet, so I won't. I'll read the last one. I think this is the last one that I posted. Check it out. And if you guys want to get these posts, if you're listeners and you're not actually, you haven't added us yet on Facebook, do that. Do that ASAP. Kenneth DeMoss, it's the Kenny Talk Experience. KennethDemoss on Facebook now. But it's still the Kenny Talk Experience. The relationship truth goes as follows. You are not doing yourself or your lover any favors when you stay in a relationship that you've outgrown. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that real quick. You are not doing yourself or your lover any favors when you stay in a relationship that you have outgrown. Now, this one, I got several comments on this, but we're going to keep it as short as we can, right? For the most part, everybody was saying, yo, man, I can feel that. I understand where you're coming from, you know. You got to rip that Band-Aid off. You got to let it burn, like Usher said, or what have you. But when I thought of this post and put it together and I posted it, I was thinking from a different perspective. I was thinking from a perspective of when you're in this relationship, sometimes you don't know when you've outgrown it, right? When you're in this relationship, sometimes you feel that, guess what? You're in it for someone else, or you do things for someone else. And I'm sure a lot of guys have probably said it. Baby girl, your happiness is my happiness. For me to see you happy, that's what makes me happy. So when that particular situation gets basically outgrown by that person, they don't leave it because guess why? It would make you unhappy. It would make the other person unhappy. Yeah. So when you stick around because you're afraid to make someone unhappy, you're not doing yourself or that person a favor, because it's like you hinder growth. When you hinder your happiness, there's no way you're going to continuously be able to make that person happy. You will stay in their lives and you will start to turn into a cancer. And you're going to start eating away at that person's happiness. And you're not going to be doing it intentionally. You're going to do it unintentionally. Yes, that's the way it works. So those that are in situations that they've outgrown and don't know that they've outgrown it, welcome to the show. I got a great show for you tonight that's going to give you a lot of insight. Let me go to Facebook real quick. I got a young lady that just hit me up. She want to comment on the Relationship Truth post. And remember, everybody, we're on Facebook, Kenneth DeMoss, still the Kenny Talk Experience, but it's under Kenneth DeMoss. We're on Instagram, Kenny Talk _. You can go there and see the post as well. As well as Twitter, Kenny Talk EXP, at Kenny Talk EXP at Kenny Talk EXP, that's it. Okay, so she says, I can really feel this because I have been in a relationship to make someone happy. I thought his happiness was going to be my happiness. I thought my ability to make him happy would encourage his need or want to make me happy. But I had to find out the hard way. All right. Thank you for sharing. And you know what? That's real talk. That is real talk. I want everybody to make sure. Everybody to make sure that they join in on the conversation. Let's join in together. Let's talk about it. And I appreciate you writing that in. Because that was some good insight. You're not going to make a person happy sticking around. How do you know? Let's define growing, drifting apart. Let's define that. What exactly does that look like? Okay? What exactly does it mean? Let's dissect. So first and foremost, what it means to drift apart is, for the most part, everybody that we meet, decide to date, decide we like, decide to get into a relationship with, we have to understand that we are feeling that person for who they are right now. What they bring to the table, the things that they say, the things that they do. And those are all brought on by time. Now, right now, the now. That's what you're getting. So when you fall for a person, I want y'all to feel me on this. When you fall for a person for who they are, and then over time, they change. Right? They have more experiences in their lives. They change. They're going to start to feel different. They're going to start to love different. They're going to be focused in a different direction. And I'm going to dissect that a little bit more for you guys. So therefore, that's when the drifting apart starts. When you let somebody in your life, it's because they fit in a certain space that works for you. They fit in a certain space that works for you. But what if that space that they fit in, over time, they no longer fit? What do you do? What do? You drift apart. You meet other people that fit in your life at the level you're at that point, or the way you're feeling at that point. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about tonight. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me on the inbox. I see a lot of comments coming in. I'm going to get to them in just a second. And remember, if you want to make your words heard, you can dial 646-595-4038 to listen. Or if you want to make your words heard, press 1. Now I'll let you get on here and chop it up with me like some people like to do. For the most part, whatever you go through, wherever you are, whatever your situation you're in your life, we choose a person to be with that's going to fit comfortably in our lifestyles on that level. Now, when this level changes, we may want or need someone else to fit into the picture. And it's as simple as that. That's what it looks like. You're in a relationship with a guy, a young guy that's not through growing. He's not through experiencing things. And you have to understand that once those experiences hit him, once those life experiences hit him, then he's going to love different because he's going to become a different person. One of the biggest mistakes that we make is falling in love young with people who are young that don't even know who they really are. It starts the drifting apart process. What do y'all think? Let's talk about it. Okay, let me go to Facebook real quick. I got a young lady just hit me up. Your comment, I like. You know what? Let's address it. because this is a question that a lot of you guys might be asking. Okay, Kenny Talk, how in the hell can you determine where a person is with their growth? How can you date a person and identify those things? That's a very good question. And that's kind of the stuff, that's the stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to actually identify it, right? But before we jump into how to identify it, sweetheart, I want to give you some examples. Examples that you might be able to relate to. Now, the first example, and I'm going to parking lock that question. I'm not going to forget you. I'm going to jump on it. But the first example I want to give you is how many of you guys heard the story about a guy working hard to achieve goals, whatever? Well, you know what? I'm going to really bring it home. You get the guy that's playing high school football that you're dating. You meet him. You guys have a great time together. You guys fall in love, right, in high school. He loves you. You love him. You have a perfect relationship. All of a sudden, he gets a scholarship to go off to school to play college football. He go off to college. Y'all maintain y'all contact. Y'all Skype. You come to visit. Y'all in a loving, nice relationship, right? But all of a sudden, with his newfound fame, he's put on a different level of living, and he's surrounded by a different circle of people. He's also going through some different experiences. As a star college athlete, football player, he's going to go through different experiences than the guy that goes to the community college locally in your city. So this guy, he's going to have experiences out of this world. Those experiences are going to make him start to see life a little bit different. He's going to be exposed to things that he wouldn't have been exposed to being on the level that he is. And you're going to start to notice a slight change in him. But you stay together. You love each other, right? Next, the pros come calling. He gets drafted. He goes to one of the NFL teams. First round, he goes. So now he signs the contract, and he's exposed to another level of living. He's an instant multimillionaire. So naturally, the circle of people that he has around him is going to slightly change or drastically change depending on who he is and where he's at in his life. When that circle changes, he's going to be involved in different experiences, and these experiences are going to bring about a change in this young man. So naturally, what happens when he gets exposed to these different experiences, you're going to notice a change in him. But what normally happens? So to bring the story to a close, the guy leaves you to get with somebody else. He leaves you, his longtime partner that was with him in high school, and he dates someone else and ends up marrying someone else, marrying that person. I mean, you are livid. But what you have to understand is that that was a great example of drifting apart. The drifting apart actually happened because of life's experiences that he was receiving. Now, the funny part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even say anything about the life experiences that the young lady was going through. That contributes to you drifting apart when you meet people that have not found who they are. They have not found who they really are. So here's some examples. You got Nicki Minaj and Saphir. Now, we all know that they were together prior to the fame. But what he brought to the table or what he brought to her life wasn't enough for him to make the leap with her, so he's not in the picture. Will Smith and his first wife, right? He married this young lady, had a baby by her. But the more successful he became, or the more he was exposed to different experiences and different people, he needed someone else to help him get to that next level. Enters Jada. Kanye West and Amber Rose. Kanye even said it. Amber couldn't help him get to the level that he's at right now. He needed someone else that would be a better fit. So those are some examples that I want to share. All right. So now let's go back to the young lady's question. What was the question? Her question was, how do you identify these things? Well, that's a question that I put on Facebook, sweetheart, and we're going to go through those after the break. We're going to go through all of them after the break as far as what females, what my Facebook followers feel, what signs do they see or they identify that lets them know that, guess what, this person is not through growing. That person is not through growing. All right. But for the most part, a lot of people like to say, let me give you another example. A lot of people love to say, well, you know what? Relationships are not what they used to be. Back in the day, people got together and they stayed together. Right? It was as simple as that. They got together and they stayed together. Right? But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as that, and I'm going to tell you why. Those that are just joining us, Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. You guys are just joining a wonderful discussion about drifting apart. Why do we fall in love, and why do we drift apart? So when you talk about back in the day, well, the reason why I have a theory. I want y'all to think about this. When you look at, I'm going to show you guys why drifting apart wasn't as common in the old days as, you know, in our grandmother's day and time, as much so in our day and time. Well, for the most part, our experiences makes us who we are. Everything you go through, you know, the love, the heartbreaks, the achievements, the failures, the loving, the losing of people, you know, death, babies being born, the struggle of juggling a 9-to-5, trying to keep the bills paid. When you go to a different country, when you meet a person of a different nationality, see, all of these things make you who you are. When you go off to school, when you play sports, when you accomplish certain things, when you fail at certain things, all of these make you who you are today. So, and we call those life experiences. That's what they are. When you look at the old days, when our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers were teenagers, they had very few experiences between growing from a teenager to a man. And with these very little experiences, you could have met my grandfather or great-grandfather when he was 16, and he would have been the man that he's going to be. How can you say that, Kenny Talk? What do you mean? I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Because with the age of social media, you know, my great-grandfather, when he was younger, he probably, since I never met him, I don't really know, but whatever job that he did, he probably started doing it at 16. He probably started doing it at 12. I don't know. Whether he was a farmer, a sharecropper, He worked on a railroad. That was his. That was him. So back then, you had very little experiences that you would go through because there was not a lot of travel because you didn't have the money. There was not an exposure to a lot of different kind of women because you were just pretty much stationed in your city that you lived in or your town that you lived in, right? There wasn't too much other accomplishments. Guess why? Because you were what you were. You were what you were at that time. So it's easy for me to get married or get in a relationship, or for my great-grandfather to get in a relationship at 16, go ahead and marry that person and stay with them forever because they are both who they are from the beginning because they have less experiences. Fast forward all the way up until now. You take a teenager, 16-year-old, he's going to go through so many different changes because guess what? He's going to travel because there's a good chance that his mom has money or his father has money, and they're going to expose him to more things. He's going to play different sports. He's going to go off to school. He's going to mingle with different people from different nationalities. He's going to achieve and accomplish more. He's going to have more opportunities to achieve and accomplish more. He's also going to see more women. Because we got social media, and he can go on dating sites. He can go on Facebook. He can go on Instagram and see women all over the world. Right? And all of this shapes who this guy is. He's probably going to have way more sexual experiences than my grandfather had, great-grandfather had. He's going to have a chance to mingle with more people. So naturally, that's going to change who he is. It's gonna make him continuously be an evolving individual. So if he meets someone at 16 and he marries them at 20, 21 years old, you have to understand by the time he's turned 25, he's gonna have so many different other experiences that he's gonna still be evolving. And guess what? As long as he's evolving, so is the way that he loves you is gonna evolve. Now it can go in a favorable way or an unfavorable way, depending on what he's being exposed to. That's what I got to share with y'all tonight. So that's going to be a little bit of an example of what it looks like to grow apart, right? When we come back from the break, we're going to have to keep it in real letter. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read the responses that all of my friends, colleagues has given us about the question that we did give out on Facebook about drifting apart. How do you identify that? Man, we got a lot to discuss. We got a short period to do it. 646-595-4038 if you want to be heard or if you just want to listen. Click on the link on our page. And remember, Dollhouse Radio's on. We going hard. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat with the Keeping It Real. To go down. I love
all
it.
Day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas bob? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly. All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high. All day, nigga. Already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at these peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk the fair con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on tears since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my all day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Round round, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you in our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga.
you fall. All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? Fly. All day, nigga. Take your PO, how long you been high? High. All day, nigga. Post some here and for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Already know I'm safe for the shower. All day, nigga. Stop, 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 stop. All day, nigga. I could do this all day, boy. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now, 24-7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
So good.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, son, bitch.
Hands up.
So much day. All day, nigga.
Show and we are back, everybody. I told you we'll be back. It's time for the keeping it real letter, right? This letter comes from beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah, we popping down there in Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to all the peeps down there, right? Man, let's discuss it. From Fort Lauderdale, this is what Fort Lauderdale said to say. She says, "Can it talk? Why does my relationships don't seem to last?" Now you see why I chose this one, right? Fort Lauderdale says, "Her relationships always start off so good. The beginning stages are so fun. They're so full of passion, laughter. But for some apparent reason, the longer that we stay together, or the longer that I stay with them, the more that starts to die down. I'm a college student. And I make time between my studies for a relationship because I think a relationship is important a relationship is important to me. I love to be loved, and I would do whatever it takes to keep my man happy. However, when I look at other relationships, for some apparent reason, theirs last longer than mine, and the ladies are not as compassionate as I am. Why do I seem to get the short end of the stick? Can you answer? Keep it real. Thank you, Fort Lauderdale college student. What college you represent? Hit us up and let me know what college you represent so I can shout them out, right? But let me keep it real with your situation first and foremost. First and foremost. The topic that we're discussing tonight is drifting apart. And you did let me know you were in college. And it kind of ties into the example that we did give. You have to do a better job of identifying people who are still finding themselves. Identify these people that we fit in our lives based on where we are, or you fitting in their lives based on where they are. It has to be a perfect fit, sweetheart. If it's a perfect fit, a lot of times women, they won't even deal. I mean, if it's not a perfect fit, women won't even deal. That's how they determine, you know what, this is real, because it feels right and I'm a perfect fit, right? But that's the problem, because when you're a perfect fit for someone who's still growing, then they're going to grow out of shape. And you're not going to fit anymore. They're going to have different expectations. And when you talk about a guy, he's not even going to be able to verbalize these different expectations. Because you know why? A lot of guys are not verbal anyway. So I want to just say, for the most part, you got to put your studies above love right now. And the only reason why I say that, sweetheart, is because you're still growing. Whether you know it or not, you're not going to be the woman that you, you're not going to be the same woman that you are right now as a young lady. You got more living and experiences to go through, and you're going to continue to change. I'm sure you've actually had a relationship. You say all of your relationships, but I'm sure you've had a relationship to where you've dated one of your fellow college students or somebody on the campus or somebody not, to where it was cool for a minute, but you just stopped feeling it. You drifted away. You fell back. Or that's what y'all chicks like to call it. Well, I had to fall back. Why? You fall back because you've technically drifted apart. You drifted away from this person. So you have to accept the game. You have to accept that the same way you drift or fall back from people, they drift and fall back from, somebody might drift and fall back for you, because you guys are so young and you're just growing. Keep your studies first. Live and have you some fun. Evolve. Grow. Experience. Become the woman that you're going to become. And I guarantee you, you'll attract a guy, right? And you'll be able to pick from the guys that you attract those that, guess what, fit the mold of being fully grown, being not, and when I say fully grown for a lot of that, I don't mean mature. I mean just they found themselves. That's the key. You got to find yourself. Once you find yourself and who you are and you're happy with it, then you're ready to settle down with someone. You're ready to get into a relationship. But as long as you're experiencing, as long as you're growing, as long as you're striving, you don't know what you're gonna be wanting, what you're gonna want. You know, you don't know what you're gonna like when you get there. You don't know what it's gonna be like at the mountaintop. And that's what I wanted to say to you tonight, to keep it real. But I also want to touch on, you said other people seem like they get it right and they're not as half as compassionate as you are. Well, sweetheart, that go your trigger right there. It's this compassion that young guys don't want, or they don't really value. They don't they don't value compassion right now. So you're trying to, even though compassion is great, sweetheart, don't get me wrong, compassion is great for a lot of them. Compassion is awesome. But not when you're giving it to someone that doesn't value it. That may make a nice quote. I like that. All right. So that's the Keeping It Real letter for a lot of them. Continue to listen. If you missed the show, click on the link on our page. If your friends want to listen to it, tell them. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. So what you're giving is important unless you're giving it to someone that don't value it. All right. So now back to the conversation. Back to the conversation. We got to go right back in because the young lady said she had a question, right? She had a question about how do you identify it, right? But before I go there again, I just got to talk about, once again, how does it start? It starts by us really getting into the relationships and falling for people who are not done growing. We're making commitments, lifelong commitments, to people who don't even know who they are, who've had little life experiences, or who are not done having these life experiences, those life experiences that are strong enough to impact who they are. So we got to be able to better identify that. So shout out to Fort Lauderdale for dropping in. We got love for you. Much love for Fort Lauderdale, right? So you talk about the struggles of life, paying bills, dealing with death and losing loved ones, winning and losing, meeting new people, getting in new circles, traveling to new places, reading new books, having children. All of these experiences shape who we are. And we have to understand that. All right. We have to make sure we do that. All right, meeting people that are not through growing, striving to be, reaching certain levels, you know, success in entertainment, business, people change, people evolve, okay? So the moment that a person starts to change, the moment you identify that a person is starting to change, I can almost guarantee you that they've had some new experiences. And if they've had some new experiences, they're gonna change. And if they change, the way they love you might is gonna change. If the way they love you change, it's because of the fact that they start to value or want different things. So we gotta make sure that we understand, ladies and gentlemen, how to identify when people are still growing. But we don't put all our eggs in one basket. You know, or guess what? We don't do what is called jump a dime to get to a nickel. So I'm going to go right now. I let everybody know. I posed a question on Facebook. And the question was, oh, y'all got to make me scroll down and find it. Here we go. No, that's not it. Y'all bear with me just a second. Man, this is going great. A big shout out to everybody for responding to this question. It says, what are two signs from your past relationship that showed that your partner was not through growing as a person? What are two signs that showed that your partner was not done growing as a person? And what I want to do is I want to go through all of these real quick, and I want y'all to hear what y'all had to say. My Facebook friend that posed that question, get your pen. This is what your peers had to say. All right, here we go. It says, two signs was he kept having his mom talk to me whenever we got into it. What the F? All talk, no action. That's what let her know that that person has some growing to do. They had more growing to do, right? Let me scroll on down. We had people that were commenting on this. All right. Two signs that in your from your past relationship that your partner was not done growing. When they are in their late 30s, clubbing till dawn with 20-somethings. Okay. Lying and cheating. Adults don't do that. Infidelity and lies. Let's see what else we got. Bad decision making and wanting to be all alone, no contact when he was going through something. Lack of communication and get upset too quick. All right. So when you talk about making bad decisions, youngsters are going to make bad decisions. You're right. It says no contact when they're going through something. They don't want to be bothered when they're going through something. What y'all think about that? Do y'all feel like that is a way to show that a guy is not through growing? If it is, it is. We're going to keep it moving, though. Those that are just joining us, you guys are knee-deep into a awesome conversation around drifting apart. I got a young lady that says his selfish ways lets me know that he's not through growing. Selfishness and always running home to his parents. Y'all got them mama's boys? All right, let's see. I got just immature, stuck on stupid, 30 years now. All right, being a deadbeat. It says, mine can't get over shit she started 31 years ago. Gave her a year to straighten up. She didn't. I left. That was from a male perspective. Okay, I kicked my ex to the curb because he couldn't keep a damn job. Working at a fast food chain right now. Minimum wage ain't gonna get it. Stop, look, and listen. He was immature and insecure. That's what let her know that he wasn't through growing. Let's keep it going. Oh, we got that one. I want to thank everybody for responding to this. And y'all make the Kenny Talk experience what it is. Let's see what else. He says he had difficulty communicating, deflecting any responsibilities. He also was very insecure. Still creating financial debt. Lets me know that this guy was still growing, right? I got a guy that says complete dismissal of the relationship and immediate involvement with others afterwards. But she went through growing. That's what he says. Thank you, man. All right. Okay. Unestablished. Unable to support themselves. Now, that's going to be big. Unable to support themselves. And lying constantly. Just a couple of many things. Physically abusive. Drug use. Crazy, crazy. A liar. Deceitful. All of these are different people that are responding and they checking out the Kenny Talk experience. Okay, he kept trying to chase dreams. There you go. Did we just talk about that? He kept trying to chase dreams, not following through. So that goes to those people, those youngsters that are out there striving. When they achieve what they are looking for, it's going to make them a different person. It's going to put them on another level. All right, not wanting to pay bills. Hanging with his cousins days at a time without coming home. Wanted to be with three or four women. Lies on top of lies about petty shit. All right, self-serving ways, a one-sided thought process. That's a woman that he's speaking about. God says that. All right, one sign, I can't grow. I guess he made that statement. Abuse and insecurity. Well, I can go on and on and on. I want to thank everybody for writing in. I can't read them all, but you know what? Your opinion is valued. Okay, I also want to share with you guys before I go to the final thought, a post that I shared on Facebook, and it kind of made some sense. It kind of spoke about people getting in relationships, shouldn't get into relationships. A guy shouldn't get into a relationship until they're able to support themselves by themselves. They're saying that if you're not able to sustain your home alone, you should not get into a relationship with a woman. If you get into a relationship and your woman lives with you, she shouldn't have to split your bills. If you can't run your home and include your woman without crying about bills, then you shouldn't even be dating them. Wow. Y'all heard that? How many of y'all believe that? Well, think about it. You shouldn't be dating them if you can't sustain your own. One of the biggest reasons people don't get divorced, people stay in detrimental relationships, is because of the fact that they got money and assets and things tied up, or if we split, we're going to lose the lifestyle, and I'm not going to be able to do this, and her half of the mortgage helps me be able to keep this big old house, or if he, when we get a divorce and I get the house, I won't be able to afford. You see, it makes us stay in situations when once we've actually grown apart. And that kind of ties into the relationship truth that we did at the beginning of the show. It's about that time, everybody, for the final thought. I had a super, super good time. I hope you did too. Final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together for those that are just joining us tonight. It kind of sums up the conversation. There's so much more that we can speak on this topic. We'll save that for a part two whenever we decide to make that happen. Final thought goes as follows. The saddest thing about drifting apart is that it happens when a couple least expect it. One day, you are in love, enjoying each other's company. The next day, you're looking for an exit. Now, we allow people into our lives because they say and do all the right things. They find the perfect place in your space to sit. But through the test of time, the laughter, arguing, and crying, the person you love is no longer a perfect fit. Now, when your lover drifts away, yet they still decide to stay, they think they're doing right by you, but they're actually doing wrong. It's wrong because this action is motivated by fear of hurting your feelings or the fear of being alone. Now, through experience, exposure, success, and failure, we evolve and regress from one level to the next. And after this, we don't view each other the same. Those who don't understand this are left hurt and depressed. That's it in a nutshell. It's a real relationship talk show. Remember, be back here. Be here, be square next week. 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. Salute all the fellas out there. If you're drifting apart, stand. If you're drifting apart, understand the reasons why. Take the solution. And let's do better by each other. Right? Salute. All the fellas, all the ladies, like I love to say, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Dollhouse Radio. Have a great, safe weekend. Don't go for a wooden nickel. Salute. We out.